Acts chapter 13, verse 6. You may be seated this morning in the presence of the Lord. Acts chapter 13, verse 6. The Bible says, "Now when they had gone through the island of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proclaimers, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the words of God. But Almas the sorcerer, for his name was translated, which was Bar-Jesus, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, looked intently at him and said, 'Oh, full of deceit and fraud, you son of the devil.'" Hello, somebody. "You son of the devil." Instead of saying something bad, you guys can use that. "You son of the devil." Amen. "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And how indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proclaimer believed when he saw what he had done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord." Father, we thank you today, God. We thank you for your word. Lord, I pray, Father God, right now that you would just bless your people, Father God. I pray you would just speak to us and give us a revelation of your word. Calls us to hear and to receive, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here this morning, God. I pray that you will stir them up on the inside to understand, Father God, that you're with them, that you love them, and you want the best for them, Father. In Jesus' name, and the church says, amen. I want to minister this morning on distractions. You know, I've noticed throughout life that distractions come in different forms and shapes. Also, they come in different ways. But here, just to set a good platform and a good foundation for you guys this morning, here was a man, Paul. And Paul was on his first missionary journey. He was one of the first, and he was on his first missionary journey. And the missionary work of God needs to be fulfilled and needs to be done. And Paul said, I'll fulfill it, the purpose in my life. He had a purpose, and that was a purpose to go work the missionary field. And he says, I'm going to allow God to use my life. I'm going to do what God called me to do. And Saul and Barnabas were called, listen carefully, by the Lord and sent out by the church of Antioch. The church of Antioch sent them out to go do this. Antioch church birthed the first great missionary movement. There was a great missionary movement that took place back in the book of Acts. The book of Acts means the Acts of the Apostles. These are the Acts of the men of God. And so they were sent out by the church of Antioch to go and to reach out to the lost, and to minister and to let them know about Jesus Christ, and to let them know about the power of God and what God could do in a person's life. And so they were sent out to go do this, and they begin to face different things, because you are going to be faced with some stuff in your life. How many know that? You'll be faced with some things in your life. And listen carefully, Mark, companion Saul, and Barnabas on his important journey. There was a very important journey that was going to take place here. Now, I need you to see this with me really quick. He sailed to minister and with, he sailed to Cyprus to minister with Paul. Barnabas had been born. So they were going to the place where Barnabas had been born at. They were going to go to a place where he knew, a familiar ground. Because how many know when you go to familiar ground, there's familiar things there? Oh, you don't hear me though. When you go and deal with family, I know sometimes family are too much. You don't hear me though. Sometimes when you go back to your neighborhood, people know who you were and what you were, and they're like, oh man, come meet me. What do you mean, como has cambiado? Come on, somebody. What do you mean, born again? What do you mean, you changed your life? You're still the old so-and-so. You're still the old this. You're still the old that. And sometimes that's what happens, that people just see you for what you were and not for what God wants you to be. So he faced some stuff. He faced some adversities. He faced some things. He faced some challenges in his life. People just looking at him as not a changed man, a delivered man, a man of God, amen. And so, see, Barnabas was an encourager. So he was an encourager. You just imagine how he was before. Who knows? Maybe he was a person who always was capping on people, making people feel dumb. You know what I'm talking about. Where people just cap, and or he was always putting somebody down or staring people apart. He changed his life, and now he's lifting up people. He's speaking to people. Come on, somebody. He's encouraging people. And so when he goes and he stands before these people, they're like, is that really you, Big Barney? Hello, somebody. Is that really you, Bubba? Amen. Is that really you, Barnabas? Is that? And Barnabas stood there, and he had to take what he took. But he said, I'm not going to allow these distractions to stop me. I'm not going to allow people to tell me all what they want to tell me. Because why? Because Jesus dealt with that himself. Jesus, the Bible says, when Jesus went to his homeland, his land, where he was born, where he was raised, his hometown, hello somebody, the Bible says that he couldn't do much works because they say, hey, you're just a carpenter's son. We know your brothers and we know your sisters and we know who you were, Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus only does not too many miracles. But what he did is on his way out, he dusted off his feet, the Bible says. I'm not going to let stuff stop me. I'm not going to let stuff distract me. Hey, come on somebody, amen. Know this throughout the new year, moving into a new year and moving into this new millennium, this new year coming up, there's things that you're going to be faced with. And are you going to let them get you down or are you just going to shake them off? Come on, shake it off, something like that. So you know how that song goes, amen? How's it go? Shake it off. You know it, come on. Don't act like you don't know it. I know somebody here knows. Who knows that song? So how does it go? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know somebody knew it. Look at you guys all like holy. No, not me. Amen. So we need, there's some things that we need to shake off this year. Come on, somebody. There's some stuff. If we're going to move into the new year, there's some stuff we need to shake off. I'm not going to allow this. I'm not going to move into the new year like. I'm not going to move in bitter. I'm not going to move in hurt. I'm not going to move in frustrated. I'm not going to go into the new year mad. I refuse to walk like that into the new year. I'm not going to be distracted. I'm not going to be distracted into my purpose, into my calling. I'm not going to let my let me say it like this. I'm going to say it really plain and simple. I'm not going to let my mind ruin me this year. How many got ever did something wrong in their mind or thought weird? Just me. None of you guys, just me. As of this year, I'm not going to let my frustration get to me. I'm going to finish strong. Come on, somebody. I'm going to finish strong, not wrong. I'm going to finish strong and not wrong. I don't know if I got a month to get things right. Church, here is this. They're going into this city where he'd been born to preach in the synagogues. Amen. That were there to minister to the Jews. They want to go there. They want to go minister to the Jews. Look at Romans. Go really quick. Romans. Romans chapter 1. Let me read this really quick. Romans chapter 1. Verse 6. Romans 1:6 says this. Among them who, Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Sorry about that. 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation. So the preaching of the gospel brings what? Salvation. Brings deliverance. Brings change. Amen. There's a power to salvation for everyone who what? Believes. For the Jews first and also to the Greek. Amen. He's saying, man, the word of God brings salvation. Salvation is help, is deliverance, is change. He says, amen. He says, I'm bringing, amen, a word of change. I'm bringing a word of deliverance. I'm bringing it, amen, to this city, to this place. And I'm preaching, amen, the word of God. I'm bringing hope. Amen. I would change Barnabas, would change Paul. Come on, somebody. These things that affected their life. Mark, he said, we're bringing it into this city. Amen. And we're bringing it, and we're not going to let distraction stop us. Amen. We're not going to allow distractions to stop us. The Bible says he met two men. He met two men on the way there, which was one was Bar Jesus, who was a Jewish sorcerer. A Jewish sorcerer who would oppose and distract them. My God. Serge Paul was a deputy who would welcome them and bring them delight. It talked about when we read right here in the book of Acts 13, back again, Acts 13, verse 6, where they met a sorcerer in verse 6. And in verse 7, amen, this proconsular or whatever was also just known as a councilman. A councilman or somebody in high rank, an intelligent man. And that's what that means. And this guy right here, listen carefully, I'm going to tell you, he called for these men. So they met two different types of men. They met on their way there and what they were doing. They met a man who was full of sorcery, an intelligent man. Amen. They met these two type of men. Now, on the way to minister, amen, to this intelligent man, to Sergius, amen, Bar-Jesus steps in. There's always going to be a Bar-Jesus in your life. You're always going to face a Bar-Jesus in your life. You're always going to face distractions in your life. How many here have ever been distracted here? That's a Bar-Jesus right there. Someone that will cause sorcery and try to mess you up. Try to mess with your mind, pollute your mind, pollute your heart, pollute your walk. Sorcery. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you, because it's very intense that you catch this year. So when you go into next year or you finish strong, you know what? This is sorcery. This is a Bar-Jesus. I refuse to let this. I refuse to let this stop me. I refuse to let this mess me up. I refuse. I refuse to get caught up with this. Amen. The Bible says, church, and I want you just to see this with me really quick. The deputy had a desire. No, had a desire. He had a desire. He desired to hear the word of God. Look at verse 7 really quick. Verse 7 says this. He who was the proconsular, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man, this man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. Amen. You know, it's funny that every time you want to hear the word of God, every time you want to do right, every time you want to just let go of the old, something always gets in the way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm done with this. I want to do right. And every time it seems like you want to do right, every time you make a step to go to church, even before you even get to church, every time you start wanting to go to church, a fight breaks out. Yeah. Something goes wrong with the car. Kids act up. You know, well, just forget it then. It's a Bar-Jesus right there. That's sorcery. That's demonic power. It's trying to stop you from getting to your purpose. Come on, somebody. From getting to your destiny. A distraction. A distraction. See, if we can expose the enemy today, you can say, too bad, devil. No. Baby, you're acting like a Bar-Jesus. Sweetheart, you're acting like a Bar-Jesus. Get to the side. Kids, you're acting like a Bar-Jesus. Come on, better stop. Amen. Now, this is the thing that I love. Here's this man. He wants to hear the word of God. This is what got me. There's some things that just begin to just boggle me a lot, hit me a lot of different stuff here. Here he is. Watch out. Verse 8. But the sorcerer, for so his name was translated, withstood or opposed them, seeking to turn this man, Sergius, away from the faith. He wasn't going to let him get his change. He wasn't going to let him get his breakthrough. He wasn't going to let him, amen, have an effect. Let me go down here. Just, I got to. All right. Hey, somebody. He said, come here, Wizard Casey. Won't you stand right here really quick? Come here, Flacco. Won't you come over here? You stand right next to Casey. Here's right there, perfect right there. Oh, Casey, get in front of him right there. I'm just going to get this side just in case. Here's the picture I need you to catch. Here's his Bar-Jesus. And here's the sorcerer right here. He says, I want to keep him from getting to his faith. I want to keep him from getting to his purpose. This is my purpose. I'm going to oppose him. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get in between him and his faith. I'm going to get between him and his faith, and I'm going to stand right here, and I'm going to put my hands out, block me out like that. I'm going to black him out. I'm going to block him out, and I'm going to allow him to see his faith. I'm not going to allow him to see the purpose, the change, and no, you know it. You are, come on, so here you are. You are who you say you are. You're nothing. You're never going to be nothing. You are a dirty dog. Come on, somebody. You are twisted. You are disgusting. You are this. So I'm gonna get in the way. I'm going to oppose him. What has been opposing you? What has been pushing you back from getting to your faith, from getting to your change, from getting through your breakthrough? What's been holding you? Come on, so what's been holding you back? Is it been your flesh? Has it been, keep them up. Come on, baby, keep them up. Keep opposing me. You know, you got to understand that he was opposing him. He's keeping him away from getting to his faith. Keeping him away from these men of God. See, the enemy will keep you away from the things of God. He'll keep you away from hearing the things of God, the word of God. You know, even, I'm going to tell you like, I'll put it like this. Sometimes you'll get sick, and that sickness will turn into a Bar-Jesus. How many of you have been sick or got hurt? You're like, oh, man, that's okay if I just lay up for another year. Well. Bible, you don't need to come to church to get saved. You know, Bible says, don't forsake the assembly of the brethren. I don't know about you, but I've stayed away from church maybe a week, and I want to kill myself. I don't know about how many have ever been away too long you felt weird? Imagine staying away for too long. You're weird already. Hello, somebody. So it's opposing you, it's coming against you, it's trying to stop you from getting your breakthrough, from getting your change, from getting your peace, from getting what belongs to you. Now that's a beautiful picture right there. Don't move right there. Stay right there where you're at. Now I need you to see this. Thank you for helping me up. He says, then Saul, who also is called Paul, this is what hit me, filled with the Holy Ghost, looked intently at him and said, oh, full of deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil. Hello, somebody. My God, you enemy of righteousness, you will not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord. He looks at him, church. He looks at him, and he calls it for what it is. Oh, you son of the devil. Hello, somebody. Not, you know, some of you guys use the wrong words, but you know what I'm talking about. He called it for what it was. He said, I know there's opposition that's coming my way. Now, this is the thing that I need you to catch here, church. Saul was filled with the Holy Ghost. When you are not filled with God, you're going to miss it. You think it's more you than it is the devil. Well, it's not you. The enemy has been working on you. He's been trying to break you down mentally, physically, and spiritually. He's trying to keep that, because when the opposer comes from your faith, that you will listen to more of the opposer than the Spirit of God inside you. How many of the Spirit of God told you, no, don't do that? How many times the Spirit of God said, you know what, you don't go to church? The Spirit of God said, you know what, behave yourself. How many of you ever heard something like that? You know, don't do it. Your conscience wrapped up with the Holy Ghost trying to tell you, behave. Amen. Come on, somebody, amen. But when you have been opposed so much and you're not allowing yourself to become spiritual no more, that voice is very dim. And you start caring less. Caring less. I'm telling you what, it saved my life. I wasn't even saved yet, but I felt some conscience in me. I never forget, it's getting hard, getting heavy. So you imagine, see, I want you to see is, you think it takes work for the enemy to oppose you. So this is what I want you to see. You can wear the enemy down too. Oh, you don't hear me though. You can wear the enemy down the way he's trying to wear you down. See, he's feeling it. He's feeling it in his arm. I know you're feeling it, boy. I know you're feeling it. So the enemy feels it when he opposes you too. So it's not just like, oh, he's stronger than you. He ain't greater than you. I'm telling you, when he feel the opposing, and you gotta, I gotta say this before I lose my train of thought, church. When I was younger, and I'll never forget it. I was sitting there, and I just got out of juvenile hall, and I was sitting there, and they just got me out, and A friend picked me up. Two friends came to pick me up. Said, hey, dude, let's go. It's all set up for us to go see all these cars. Everybody's waiting for us to go see these cars. And I didn't feel comfortable doing it. And I didn't care, but I just decided and feel comfortable doing it. And my mom told me, man, why don't you just spend the night? Why don't you just stay? You just got out. Why don't you stay with me today? So I said, I'm going to stay. But inside, I felt something tugging. I felt my conscience. I felt something. Everybody felt something bad's going to happen to you? Anybody know what I'm talking about? So that's something you need to learn to listen to. Your conscience talking to you. And so I listened to that. And because I listened to that, that same day, they killed both my homeboys acquisition style. Shot them behind the head, cut all the tattoos, ripped them open, sodomized them, ripped them from the back all the way open, threw them over the deck, and then left them to die. Two died that day, and one died in the hospital when they took them. And if I would not listen to them, I would have not listened to them, I would not have been here today. But I listened to something inside of me and says, you know what, man? I'm telling you, just God, when you listen to what God's trying to tell you, let go, forgive. Let go and forgive. I'm telling you. Come on, somebody, I'm telling you. Get your little peace right there, huh? A little rest. And opposition's there. The opposition's there. The opposition's there. Don't let your opposition wear you down. You wear that opposition down. He says, you son of the devil. So know what's coming against you, the son of the devil. That attack on you is straight demonic, ungodly, and even says this, it says these words. It says, straight, you unstraightened righteous man. Listen to what it says. It says these words, and it says it very plain. It says, oh, full of deceit already, it's deceit and fraud. So he wants to deceive you, and he wants to burn you. Listen carefully. I like what it says. You son of the devil, you enemy of righteousness. So it's an enemy of righteousness. There it is. You will not cease to prevent the righteous ways of the Lord. You're not going to stop me from getting to my faith. You're not going to stop me from getting to my purpose. You're not going to stop me from getting to what God called me to. I need peace. I'm going to get my peace. I need my peace. What's opposing you that you got to get out of your way? Come on, somebody. What's opposing your marriage? What's opposing your children? What's opposing your breakthrough to get to your faith? To get you to the other side. It don't stop there. Come on. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. Amen. Give the Lord a good clap offering. Amen. Now look at this really quick. It says, and now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind. See, this bar Jesus here. Look at this. This bar Jesus here. And you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. The word season is translated for a time. Now, listen to what I'm going to tell you. That bar Jesus right there, he gets blinded for a time. Paul, when his conversion came, he was killing the Jewish. He was killing Christians. He was coming against them. He was persecuting them. And God came against them because he thought he was doing the work of God. Here is this sorcerer thinking he's doing the work of God. Now, listen to what I need you to see this. He became blind, Paul. Yes. Paul blinded Paul to get him back on his feet, to back on the path. So Paul says, you know what? If it worked for me, maybe it worked for you. Amen. Barnabas, he became blind. Now listen, he became blind for a time, church. Paul wanted him to understand, I've been blind. I've been blind before. Come on, I've been blind before. I was blinded. And I know how being blind, sometimes you can't see straight. You can't see what's going on. You don't see what's in front of you. You have to depend on others. He was getting Bar Jesus to a place of repentance. But sometimes some people just don't listen. Wouldn't you get right getting blind? Some of us, we've took some heavy hits in our life. Some of you have took some heavy hits. Some of you have took some tremendous hits, some undescribable hits in your life. Some people that you know have took some undescribable hits in life, and it's like, man, for real, you haven't woke up yet. See, God was trying to get him to a place of repentance, a place of breakthrough. But Bar-Jesus had to deal with some other stuff in his life. You see, you're going to be faced with so many different things, church. Don't let tragedy to cause you to wake up. Amen. I remember sitting in the cell, looking 16 to life. Amen. Beating it, and then it got busted 2 days later. Said, Jesus, man, can you get me out of this? I'll serve you. I didn't turn to him. But all of a sudden, I remember waking back up and coming to God because some stuff went down, some stuff happened. And I said, no, I'm tired of waking up empty, void. I'm tired of waking up all this junk inside me. Come on, I'm tired of all this. I'm tired of all this. I got court commit to a program for 2 years. That was 23 years ago, church. 23 years ago. I'll never forget it. Never forget seeing the transition take place in my life, but there was so many obstacles in my life. So many distractions in my life. So many things taking place in my life. That's why I want to let you know this morning, guys. Don't let challenges stop you, guys. You will face different challenges as you grow. And as you become, amen, closer and closer to your faith and closer to your purpose. But don't stay stuck. Refuse. Come on, refuse to stay stuck, church. Refuse to stay stuck. The Bible says that immediately a dark mist fell on him. And he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Man, he was looking for help. He went looking for help. He went looking for help. He could have just turned right there. He could have just turned to Paul right there. He could have just turned to Jesus. But no, he went to a whole different route. Whole different route. What about us this morning? Who are we going to turn to? Who are we going to turn to? The Bible says in verse 12, then the processor believed. He believed when he saw this. And the Bible says, we read in Romans 1:16, that those that believe are saved. He began to believe what was being preached. He began to believe the word of God. He believed. He said, I'm not going to live this deception and this fraud. Stop me. Don't let all the lies and the deception stop you guys from getting where you belong. We're all faced with this stuff. That one of us gets away from it. Been serving God now 23 years. I get faced with this all the time. And I got to make sure I don't allow it to mess up. The first number one thing, I don't allow it to affect my marriage. Of course, my relationship with God, that's number one. But second, I don't allow it to affect my marriage. I refuse to allow my distractions. I refuse to allow the stuff I go through to ruin my marriage. Because if it ruins my marriage, it's going to ruin my relationship with my kids. If it ruins my relationship with my kids, it's going to ruin my relationship as a pastor. Then I become nothing. Why? Because I allow the fraud. I allow the deceptions. I allow the unrighteousness to take over and to rob me from my faith. Oppose me. Oppose me from my faith. Keep me away. Keep me away. I don't know about you, but what's keeping you away this morning? What have you been, Richard? What have you been battling with? What has been right there? See, things will come to you. Maybe you're dealing with jealousy. Maybe you're dealing with anger, frustration, lust, hate, bitterness. See, you will face it again. But how you deal with it is very important. Come on, somebody. It's very important. But we need to stand and say, you know what? I'm tired of this opposer in my way. This opposer who's opposer. Hello, somebody. Let's get this opposer out of the way. Let's get this opposer out of the way. Because I need to get to my faith. I don't know about you, but I want to get to my faith. I want to get to my breakthrough. I want to get to my peace. Come on. I want to get to where God wants me to get. I want you to stand with me this morning, church. We need to look at the situation we're in. Look at this new year coming. Look into Christmas coming and the birth of Christ. Christmas coming, the reason for the season. He was born for such a time as this. And his birth is not just for nothing, it was for a purpose. Get saved and get delivered. His life that he grew, the things that he fought, Jesus fought, the things that opposed him, things that came against him, he broke through and he was able to fulfill his calling and go to the cross and die on the cross for that you and I will have salvation and deliverance. You and I will have a second chance. You and I can get things right, get things in order, so that when we battle and then we're faced again with opposition, we can cry out to Abba Father. We can cry out to Jesus to help us through this opposition, to help us through this battle, to help us through what's going on in our life. Don't allow yourself to stay behind the lines. Behind the lines means don't allow the opposer to stay in front of you and you behind the line and you never get to your breakthrough. You never get to your purpose. You never get to your destiny. Why? Because the fraud and the liar withheld you from getting to your destiny. the fraud and the liar held you back. Remember what I said, even the enemy gets tired. Don't you allow yourself to get burnt out. Don't allow yourself, church, to stay behind the line. Get your breakthrough this morning. Get rid of the opposition in your life. Let's get to where you belong. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and say, Pastor, that's me. Oh, I've been opposed. I've been going through some oppositions in my life. I've been going through some stuff, heavy things. And man, it's this opposition's there. These lies, this fraud, there's all these crazy oppositions that have been coming my way. I refuse to stay on the other side. I refuse to stay behind enemy lines. I'm breaking through. I'm breaking through today. Today, I'm going to get my breakthrough. Today, I believe. Today, I'm going to trust like never before. If that's you this morning, I want you to come. I want you to come break through the enemy's line, church. Break through the enemy's oppositions. Break through where the enemy is trying to keep you from getting your breakthrough. Come on, push through. Push through now, now, now. Get your peace. Get your joy. Get your strength. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, oh God. Oh, yes, oh God. Refuse, refuse, refuse to stay stuck. Refuse to stay behind enemy lines. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we love you, Lord. Father, we need you, we need you, we need you this morning. We need your touch, we need your strength, oh God. We cry out to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Father, we cry out to you. We need your help, oh God. We need your help. We believe in you, God. We believe that you're a Savior. We believe that you're a deliverer. We believe that you're a healer. You're a restorer, Father God. We believe, oh God. We believe, we believe, we believe, oh God. We want our breakthrough, God. We are pushing through as a church, as a family. We're pushing through all the lies in our minds. All the accusations, we pass through it. All the opposed, we're pushing through it. We refuse today to stay stuck. Come on, you just begin to get a hold of God right now, church. Come on, just begin to seek the Lord right now. Begin to seek the Lord. Begin to believe. Begin to trust. Begin to cry out to Him. Hallelujah.